Good morning, everyone. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Derek Dunn, currently in Fairfield. It is a cold and chilly 28 degrees out there. Our forecast high is actually 59, maybe up to 60, depends on how much sunshine we'll get. We do have some rain chances tonight into Monday, and for the first official day of spring tomorrow, and it will be warmer tomorrow, and then got some chances of rain even into the latter part of next week. I'll tell you more about that following this edition of the news, and it's time now for the news from Steve Thompson, your country financial representative located on the square in West Salem. Top story this morning, Illinois State Police District 19 Commander Captain Corey Aristovit has announced the results of a nighttime enforcement patrol in Wayne County during March. This night patrol allowed the ISP to focus on preventing, detecting, and taking enforcement action in response to impaired driving and occupant restraint violations, especially between the hours of 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. There were two DUI citations, two other alcohol or drug citations, one occupant restraint offense, four registration offenses, three insurance violations, 11 total citations or arrest, and 28 written warnings. Alcohol and drug impairment is a factor in more than 30% of all fatal motor vehicle crashes in Illinois. Over half of all fatal crashes in Illinois occur at night. The night program allows officers to work even harder at removing dangerous impaired drivers from the road and making sure everyone is buckled up. This project is funded through the Illinois Department of Transportation. WFIW News Time, it's 7:17.
New season means new wardrobe. It's that time of year again. Our new spring styles of shoes have started to arrive. Sass, Clarks, Clogs, Drew, New Balance, and more. There's many new styles and colors to match your new spring wardrobe. Hi, this is Tracy from Grunman's, 906 North 7th Street, Vincennes. Be sure to like our Grunman Shoes Facebook page to keep up with all the new brands and styles coming in this spring. Grunman's, making and repairing shoes since 1929.
Animals Requesting Friends remind you to keep your pets safe from winter hazards. Outdoor dogs and cats need suitable shelter to keep them warm, dry, and free of frostbite or death. Straw's the best bedding. It helps generate heat. Blankets only retain moisture and become wet and freeze. And dog and cat houses should face the south. Bring your pets inside during weather advisories and extreme temperatures. It is now the law. If your pet does not have proper shelter, ARF could provide a straw-stuffed doghouse. Call 842-2241.
Kindergarten registration for the Johnsonville School will be held on Wednesday, March 22nd from 3 to 5 p.m. This registration is for all students who will be entering kindergarten in the fall at Johnsonville School. In order to enroll in kindergarten, a child must be 5 years old by September 1st. Parents need to bring a certified copy of your child's birth certificate, immunization records, and social security number to the registration. A physical examination, eye exam, dental exam, up-to-date immunization records, and verification of lead screening is also required by the first day of school. The registration will consist of processing the paperwork and entering the kindergarten classroom. The school nurse will also be available to talk to parents. In order to cut down on waiting time, please contact the school office at 673-3044 to make an appointment to register your child for kindergarten. The status hearing for Richland County murder suspect Glenn Ramey has been backed up once again. The newly scheduled hearing will be in April. The 53-year-old Ramey is facing a first-degree murder charge and a charge of predatory criminal sexual assault. He is charged in the Thanksgiving Eve 2016 death of 8-year-old Sabrina Stauffenberg in Olney. Ramey is currently being evaluated as to his fitness to stand trial. He remains in the Richland County Jail in Olney under $10 million bond. Today is the last day of the Fairfield Community High School Mulebackers Mattress Sales Event. It will be going on today in the FCHS gym from 1 to 6 p.m. Community appreciation coupons will be available for senior citizens, military, first responders, and school district employees. If you are more interested in shopping locally, the folks at Fairfield Rush Appliance will once again be making a $100 donation to FCHS Mulebackers for each mattress they sell during the month of March. So if you're in the market for a new mattress and wanting to support your local school, stop by the FCHS gym today or by Rush Appliance anytime during the month of March. Jasper School Principal David Mills kissed a pig at the school on Friday after the students raised over $3,000 in Jump Rope for Heart. Resource teacher Jennifer Sampson brought the pig, and PE teacher Misty Ellis coordinated the jump rope for Hart. And shocking yet met with high appeal from the Illinois men's basketball fan base and National College Basketball Analyst, University of Illinois Director of Athletics Josh Whitman, confirmed Saturday afternoon that Brad Underwood is the new Illini men's basketball coach. Underwood arrived at Illinois from Oklahoma State in Stillwater, where he coached the Cowboys to a 21 season and an NCAA tournament appearance this year. The Cowboys lost to Michigan by 1 point during this year's tournament. Oklahoma State finished 9-9 in the Big 12 Conference, where the Big 12 was rated as the best conference in the nation. The Cowboys were 8th in the nation in scoring at 85.7 points per game and were number 1 in offensive efficiency in the current KenPom rankings. Prior to Oklahoma State, Underwood coached at Stephen F. Austin in Nacogdoches, Texas, where he led the Lumberjacks to Southland Conference regular season and tournament titles in each of his 3 seasons. He went 89-14 in his 3 years at SFA. Underwood's overall coaching record, 109 wins and 27 losses. Now, he's had assistant coaching stints in places such as South Carolina and Kansas State. He was also an assistant coach at Western Illinois from 1992 to 2003. He also coached at Dodge City Community College and Daytona Beach Community College. Whitman stated that his first in-person interview with Coach Underwood was actually Saturday morning. An Oklahoma State official told ESPN's Andy Katz he was stunned to learn via Twitter that Underwood was leaving for Illinois, saying there was no indication he was leaving OSU. A source told ESPN that Underwood agreed to a 6-year deal worth more than $3 million. Stay tuned, because coming up, I'll have a sports update for you, followed by obituaries and a look at your weather forecast. WFIW News Time, it is 7:22.
Hamilton Memorial McLeansboro Family Clinic is pleased to welcome family nurse practitioner Laura DeVu. With roots in Ridgeway, Laura began her family practice in Saline County. With the goal of keeping our local communities healthy, Laura joins the McLeansboro Family Clinic and will offer a full range of family medicine, including well women exams and women's health care. Get the care you need, when and where you need it, close to home with Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics.
It is time to take a look at sports. I'm Derek Dunn. Take a look at college softball action for today at 1 p.m. Frontier is scheduled to play Alney Central in a doubleheader. Also, spring training baseball action. St. Louis will be taking on Atlanta. First pitches at 12:05. You can listen today as the Cardinals face the Braves at Champion Stadium in Kissimmee, Florida. Broadcast begins at 11:45 this morning on WOKZ 105.9. NCAA men's basketball action from yesterday. Wisconsin beat the defending national champions Villanova. Final score 65-62. It was Florida over Virginia 65-39. That was over in the East region. Midwest region, it was Purdue knocking off Iowa State in a close one, 80-76. And the West region, it was Arizona beating St. Mary 69-60. West Virginia topped Notre Dame 83-71. Meanwhile, Xavier blew out Florida State 91-66. And Gonzaga beat Northwestern 79-73. Those games were over in the West region. Major League Baseball action, spring training games. The New York Mets beat the St. Louis Cardinals 5-4 as Milwaukee beating the Chicago Cubs 13-7. Chicago Cubs had topped Japan 6-4. Meanwhile, the Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Chicago White Sox 13-7. Cleveland and Kansas City knotted up at 4 after 10 innings. Final score was 4-4. Texas and Cincinnati finished with a final score of 3-3. And Pittsburgh knocked out Philadelphia 13-8. In the NBA last night, it was Chicago getting a nice win over Utah 95-86. The Pacers had the night off. Meanwhile, the NHL, it was St. Louis blanking Arizona 3-0. And Chicago edged Toronto 2-1 in overtime. Our website is WFIWRadio.com, and our sports pages are updated daily. I'm Derek Dunn. That was a look at your sports update. A real estate open house will be held today, Sunday, March 19th, at No. 4 Talbert Court in Fairfield, Illinois. Real estate consists of 3- or 4-bedroom, 2-bath residence replacement windows, metal roof, central air and heat, 1-car garage with attached greenhouse room, chain-link fence backyard, back deck, ramp, located in cul-de-sac at No. 4 Talbert Court. Move-in ready! Please plan to attend the open house today, March 19th, 1 to 3 p.m. Barnard Auctions, Barclay Barnard and Mark Barnard Auctioneers. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Crude oil is at $41.75. That remains unchanged as of yesterday. Take a look at obituaries. 90-year-old Ida Mae Lawrence of Xenia died Friday, March 17th at Flora Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. She attended Xenia United Methodist Church and had worked at Xenia Manufacturing. She is survived by two sons, Dwayne Lawrence and Jesse R. J.R. Lawrence, two sons-in-law, Dr. Keith Blair and Dwight Edgington, and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and a great-great-grandchild, Timothy Lawrence, Dwight D. Edgington, and daughters Amber, Ashley, and Destiny Leslie, and their daughter Sophie Leslie, Melissa Dick, Matthew Lawrence, and daughter Maya Lawrence, Jennifer Link, and son Tyler Link, Heather Tucker and daughter Georgia Tucker, Daniel Edgington and daughters Madison Slover and Grace Edgington, Dustin Edgington and son Mason Reinhardt and daughter Anna Edgington, Carrie Paul, Nicole Stanford, Justin Lawrence, Krista Blair, Angela Lawrence and daughter Marley Lawrence and Jamie Lawrence. She was also survived by many nieces and nephews. Funeral service celebrating the life of Ida Mae Lawrence will be 11 a.m. Tuesday, March 21st at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Interment will follow an Oddfellows Cemetery in Xenia. Visitation be from 4 to 8 p.m. Monday at the funeral home and from 10 a.m. till time of service on Tuesday. Memorials are suggested to the Alzheimer's Association or Oddfellows Cemetery and will be accepted through the funeral home. 78-year-old Marilyn Karcher Davis, a resident of Dahlgren, died Saturday at 5:21 a.m. March 18th at SSM Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon, Illinois. She was a cook at the Dahlgren Grade School and was a member of the St. John's Nepomucene Catholic Church in Dahlgren. She played pinochle and bingo and collected redbird and cardinal statues. Survivors include a son, Dan Davis of Dahlgren, two daughters, Ann Eaton and Janet Berkner, five grandchildren, Ryan Johnson, Whitney Williams, Nathan Berkner, Amy Laswell, and Kristen Rogers, six grandchildren, Maddie Briley, Caden Berkner, Kale and Matthew Laswell, and Caroline Rogers, a brother, Kenneth Karcher. Funeral services for Marilyn Karcher Davis will be held at 10 a.m. Tuesday, March 21st at St. John Nepomucene Catholic Church in Dahlgren with Father Slomir Pitak officiating. Burial will be at St. John Catholic Cemetery in Dahlgren. Visitation be held from 6 to 8 p.m. Monday, March 20th at the Harry Funeral Home in Dahlgren. A rosary service will be held at 7 p.m. at the Harry Funeral Home. The Harry Funeral Home in Dahlgren is in charge of all the arrangements. 85-year-old Barbara J. Quadfelter passed away on Saturday, March 11th at her home in West Salem. She is survived by three daughters, Cindy Hannah of Olney, Karen Harris of Casper, Wyoming, and Kelly Quadfelter of Chicago. Six grandchildren, Jason Quadfelter, Tracy Schulzer, Erica Eastland, Amber Harris, Sarah Kittle, and Sarah Campbell. 10 great-grandchildren and one great-great-grandchild. She is also survived by her sisters-in-laws, Tony Bell Provine, Camelia Billy Tyler of West Salem, Shirley Ann Flickinger, Judy Quadfelter of Bone Gap, Adrian Rennie Gillard of Albion, and Sally Dobbs of West Salem. A memorial service to celebrate the life of Barbara J. Quadfelter is scheduled for March 25th, as that is on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Moravian Cemetery in West Salem. Memorial contributions may be sent to Hospice of Southeastern Illinois, 800 East Locust Street, Olney, Illinois, 62450. The Ingram Funeral Home of West Salem is in charge of the arrangements. If you missed any of today's obituaries, you can go online to WFIWRadio.com as our obituary page is updated daily. WFIW News Time, it is 7:29.
Bob and Tom comedians are coming to Vincennes. Chick McGee and Kostaki Economopoulos will be performing at the Highland Woods Community Center April 14th. Now, there will be a cash bar available, so you must be 21 to enter. Get your Chick McGee and Kostaki Economopoulos comedy show tickets by going to our website, WFIWradio.com. Use promo code COMEDY at checkout to receive your tickets for only $15. That's WFIWradio.com.
Here is a look at your weather forecast. Today, sunny skies, high of 59. Maybe it will get up to 60. Depends on how much sunshine we get. Tonight, a 40% chance of showers and storms. Increasing clouds, a low of 45. Monday, 40% chance of showers and storms. Mostly cloudy. It will be warmer than today. High of 72 for the first official day of spring. Tuesday, an 80% chance of showers. However, it will be cooler. High of 55. Wednesday, mostly sunny. High of 51. Thursday, chance of showers. mostly cloudy, a high of 56. And then Friday, chance of showers, mostly cloudy. It will be warmer with a high of 68. Currently in Fairfield, it is 28. Yesterday in Fairfield, we did get up to 54. And once again, it is 28 degrees in Fairfield. Our low this morning was actually 27. Nothing in the rain bucket at all outside. For news that is online, anytime you're online, go to WFIWRadio.com. It's updated daily and available 24/7. Also, a reminder, you can like us on Facebook at WFIW Radio and follow us on Twitter WFIW Sports. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Live on Sunday night, it's Bill Cox.